this is Massive Iwe, a movement for mental health. And today we are talking stories. I'm Olifili Masangani, and most of my work really involves stories. Stories are what I do, and I believe in their power to build relationships, but also to improve our mental health and the mental health of those around us. So I'm here with Dr. Garth Jaffet. Garth, not only in your work, but in your personal life, you have seen how story sharing can help someone with managing mental health challenges. Tell us your mental health story.
Thanks, Olifile, and it's great to be with you today. I suffered from anxiety as a child, was very, very anxious, dropped out of schools because of it. But it was only when I became in my sort of middle 20s that I had my first real major mental health issue, which was a severe depression, to the point where I had to stop working for a while. That was now over 30 years ago, and I got treatment, and I have been on treatment ever since. And I'm very, very open with telling people that being treated for anxiety and depression is similar to being treated for asthma or diabetes. Wow. It's the same. There should be no stigma attached to it. You know, it's just like you need something. This, like, I need insulin if I'm a diabetic. Yeah. I need the things I take because of my mental health issues.
Sure. I must say, when you first shared that part of your life, I was shocked, but there was a level of understanding that I was taken to. To really have a deeper understanding of who you are. So why did you decide to share your own story? Was it scary?
So as a medical doctor, I feel and my desire has always been around the promotion of health. I always say I'm less interested in disease. I'm more interested in the promotion of health.
Sure.
And for many years, that's been what I see my mission to do. And if I can't, you know, I'm very aware of the fact that the stigma that surrounds mental health.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk that, I need treatment for mental health issues, people look at you a bit strangely. And so a lot of people are very nervous to reveal the fact that they may suffer from depression or anxiety or bipolar or whatever.
Yeah.
And I realized that if I can't talk about it, how can I expect others to do that? And so telling my story was also about trying to destigmatize the disease.
Sure. Some of us come from backgrounds where these things were never spoken about, you know, but I think we're seeing a shift and people are beginning to talk more and more about it, which is a good thing. So what were the steps you took to begin to manage your mental health, if I may ask?
Well, it did take a bit of a crisis in my case, which was when I was already working as a doctor, and I got to a point where it wasn't so bad that I couldn't get up in the morning. But it was close, where I just had a fall down and realized that I couldn't carry on. And I did a few things, and obviously being a doctor, I knew that, you know, I needed some medical help. I needed other help as well. I sought spiritual counsel, and I also looked at career advice, etc. But I went to see a mental health professional, a psychiatrist. And that was the beginning of a journey where I started treatment, which is not always easy. It's not like fixing a broken leg where, you know, a broken leg, you put the cast on and that if it works for Olafile, it works for Garth. It's the same thing. It's the medication for mental health works differently for different people.
Sure.
So it was a bit of a journey and has been over the years to find the medication that works best for me. And those early years of different medications was quite hard because some drove me up the wall and others, you know, didn't work at all. So I would encourage people, you know, to not give up because, unfortunately, medication when it comes to mental health is very much, this thing will work for Olafile, it won't work for Garth. And this thing will work for Garth, but not for Olafile. So that was the beginning. And now, you know, 30 years later, 31 years later. Yeah, I've been on treatment ever since, but different sorts, and have found something that works.
Well, quite complicated. It sounds like a very complex journey you have been on. And how has your story been a part of that?
Well, you know, my story, you know, in many ways, we often think of these things when I look at that period where I had this complete fall down, depression, anxiety, whatever, and have had at different points in my life. They're often very, very low points. But actually, in reflection, they were the pivotal points in my life where actually my course changed. And I wouldn't be sitting here with you today, probably, if I hadn't suffered from mental health issues. So my story is very much wrapped up in those crises. And so although I wouldn't wish a severe depression or anxiety on anyone, it's amazing how one can come through these things and actually they can make a big positive difference in your life. So my story and my mental health journey are very much wrapped up in each other.
In each other.
Yeah.
Sure. And how do you think other people can use story and story sharing to break down the stigma around mental health? You know, did it help you?
As I said to you in the beginning, I think that the fact that I speak in public, I speak to friends, is that the more I share my story of dealing with mental health, it gives others the permission to do so. And, you know, I wrote this book, White Like Waters to Fish, and in it I write a chapter around mental health. And what amazed me about this book was the number of men who came to me and said, I've read your book. And I didn't realize that other men deal with this. So I think that men, by and large, we are not as good as women at sharing how we're feeling.
Yes.
And so telling my story is also part of me being a doctor.
Sure.
As I said, I'm more interested in health than disease.
I love that. That not distinction, but, you know, the health and disease dichotomy, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And that is really powerful because it takes us into wellness.
Yeah.
Into wholeness.
Yeah.
Well. So, and you do it so well as a leader of an organization, but also just in terms of your concern for others. And it comes from your story. Now, what are the things that you do every day? Because I think it's about every day, you know? What do you do every day to manage mental health and how can you help us?
I think there's some simple things like, you know, healthy mind, healthy body, or other healthy body, healthy mind. So there's no question that your diet and exercise does play a big role in mental health.
Sure.
No, there's lots of medical evidence
around. I can't eat my
So, you know, that very simply, just being active at least a portion of your day does improve mental health. Getting sufficient sleep, you know, avoiding too much alcohol, not overeating. All of these things, you know, the brain is not just separate from the body. The mind is not separate from the body. And ultimately, these are all interconnected. And then, you know, socialization is that we are social beings. And so working at our relationships with others and keeping those healthy is also about helping keep one's mind healthy. And then for me, there's obviously regular medication as well. And then realizing when I am what I call spiraling down, knowing what stresses me and having a slightly better idea about, you know, recognizing it and knowing what to do.
Garth, thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Olafile, and the privilege and pleasure is mine.
Sure.
Massive UA, Let's Be Heard, is a movement to improve mental health and increase mental health care access in South Africa. We want to strengthen South Africa's mental health care system through collaboration, similar to how many collaborated during the AIDS pandemic. Like and share our social media content by searching for Massive UA ZA. Spread the word and get in touch with us to collaborate further.